Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Aleph. We are holding on daf Mem Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Manali biyadcha, ein lecha biyadi pater. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, and none of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, Ala Shalom, and Nisham Shav Naliyah. We thank him for the continued sponsorship of the daf Yomi Shir. So we're going to discuss today, what if a person is not moda to anything? He's kofar hakol. So is there any sort of shvua when a person is kofar hakol, and why or why not would there be a shvua? Then the Gemara is going to discuss the difference between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan. Is there any nafkamina in terms of how it's implemented or when it's implemented? And the Gemara is going to have three potential nafkaminas between a shvua d'oraisa and a shvua d'rabbanan. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a halva'a be'edim has to be paid back with edim, or do we assume, no, just because the halva was with Edim doesn't mean necessarily that it has to be paid back with Edim. So we're going to have a machlokas and a different nusach of that same machlokas, and we're going to have two different lashonos in terms of a psak halacha on that issue. And then the daf is going to conclude with, and going into tomorrow's daf, with six different stories of someone saying that a loan is already parua. And one of those stories is going to relate to Kolomer lo levisi, Kolomer lo parati dami. So that's a critical concept that comes up toward the end of the daf. That if someone says that a loan never happened, that's his way of admitting that he never paid back the loan, if we happen to know that it did happen. So let's begin again. We're at the two dots. Manali biyadchein lechabiyadi klum, that he's potter. If a person says, you owe me $100, he says, I don't have anything of yours, so it's a kofar akol, and therefore he's potter because the Torah was not mechayev shvua on someone who's kofar akol. So I'm Rav Nachman, Mashvino, so Shvuos Hesus. Rav Nachman says, you're right, the Torah was not Mechayiv Shvua, but nevertheless, the Chachamim were Mechayiv Shvuos Hesus. My time, why were the Chachamim Mesake that he should have to take a Shvua? Chazaka made an Adam Toveya, Ilam Kain, Yesh Lo Olav. We have a Chazaka that a person wouldn't make a frivolous claim. That if he's making a claim, then it must be that there's something to it. So that Chazaka helps the Taina of the Toveya, and that therefore imposes a Shavua on the Nitva. So Adraba says the Gemara, well, I have a chazaka in the opposite direction, or a svara in the opposite direction, that would indicate to me that the Nitva is the one telling the truth. Chazaka eino demeis panav bifnei balchovo. We have a chazaka that if a person was done a favor by someone who was willing to lend him money, that he wouldn't have the azus panim to deny the whole thing, that he wouldn't be meis panav bifnei balchovo. It's actually machlokas rishonim about the details of the svara. Rashi Maseches Bava Kama writes that the svara is that it's misha asalotova, like I just explained, that someone is lova l'chavero, the lova would not be able to be meis panav and deny the halva'a in front of the malva. So the Tosfos points out that according to this, by a pikadon, it's not shaykh such a reason, because the mafkid didn't do any tova to the nifkad. Adraba, the nifkad is one doing the favor of watching your stuff for you. So mele, there would be no such chazaka. Tosa says that, like the Riva, that ein may is to be kofar in front of someone who knows that you're lying, whether he did you a favor or not. Meaning, if he was there and you were there and he knows exactly what happened, so you wouldn't be may is in front of someone who knows that you're lying to tell a lie. So those are the two basic shitos in Rishonim in terms of what's behind this chazaka. But bottom line is, just like you have a chazaka that a person wouldn't make a frivolous claim, there is this chazaka that a person wouldn't be meis panav. So answers the Gemara that it could be that he does owe money and he is denying it because, not because he plans on denying it forever, but he's just trying to buy himself some time because he doesn't have the money right now. He just figures, I'll be able to get out of paying it right now and eventually I'll get the money. And since he's not intending to steal the money from the malva, he's only trying to delay. That's not considered such a great ha'aza that there's a chazaka that he wouldn't do such a ha'aza. So we assume that he might do such a ha'aza, and that's why we impose a shvuas hesis on him. Says Mar Teda, I'll bring you a raya that we're not choshesh that the lov is trying to steal entirely and just take the money forever, and we assume he's just trying to buy himself some time until he has a little more money. Amar Ravidi Baravin, Amar Rav Chista, Kofar Bamilva, a person who's Tovea, that you owe me money because I lent you money, and the guy denies it, that there was never any loan, or he says that, yeah, I borrowed the money, but I paid it back, and Edim are made that he's Chayiv, Kashula Edos. We don't assume that he's a Ganav. We say, even though we know he was lying about this, he's still Kashula Edos. We say that he wasn't really trying to steal. He was trying to buy himself some time. So since there is a principal milvalot nitna, and he doesn't have the money right now, so he was trying to buy himself some time, because if it were a pikadon, then he should have it. But if it's a milva is meant to be spent. So in the meantime, he doesn't have it because the money's all tied up right now. But if it were a pikadon, where a guy says, I gave you my pikadon to watch, and the fellow responds, the nifkat says, I don't know, you never gave me anything, I don't even know what you're talking about, or you gave it to me and I returned it to you, and then Edim come and say that at the time that he was kofar, we know that he still had that pikadon, so it's not true that it never happened, and it's not true that he gave it back, so pasul edus, then he's going to be pasul edus, because someone who has a pikadon in his possession always has the ability to just return it, so why is he being kofar? Because he was trying to steal it, so you don't have such a svara of he was trying to buy himself some time, because you don't have to give other money, you just give back the pikadon. So clearly he was trying to steal, and it's like any other gazlan who's going to be pasul le'edos. This is certainly true when it comes to a pikadon that is an object. What if the pikadon was money? So that's a machlokes in the achronim on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, in the nosikelim on the Shulchan Aruch. The sma in Choshu Mishpat Simin Ayin Hei writes that Bederech Klal, Kesef is meant to be used. And Mela, since he's not chayiv to give the money back right now because he's busy with using the money, if he says lahadam, then he's considered to be a gazlan even if they don't see the money in his hand right now. The Shach, however, disagrees. The Shach says that when the mos is a pikadon, if the mos is tsururim, if it's all wrapped up and he says, okay, here's the bundle of money that you're supposed to watch for me and give me back this bundle of money, he's not supposed to be using it, then it's like any other pikadon. But stam ma'os, he's not also kafran, because it could be that that he wants to delay until he finds the money. Meaning, either both of them agree, you're not allowed to use it. If it's given as a pikadon, then it's not a halva'a, so you're not allowed to use the money. So the sma says that we assume that he's probably using it, and that's also gzela. So that's why it's problematic if he's denying having it. Whereas the Shach says, yeah, it could be that he, if the money is tsururim, so then that's gezeila. If it's not, it could be he's just confused where the money is and he just needs a little bit of time to find the money, and that would not be huchsak as a pasul le'edus. But bottom line is, we do see that when it's a milva, that when it's money that was meant to be used, it was, and he's denying it right now, he's probably just denying it because he's buying himself some time. Rav Chaviva Masni HaSefer, Rav Chaviva taught this chiddush of Rav Nachman in relation to the seifa of our Mishnah, which case, manli biyadcha, guy says, you owe me $100, amr lo hein, he says, you're right, I do, and he admits to it. Lemachar amr lo, then the next day he comes back, the Tovea says, tenaildi, okay, the money we spoke about yesterday, give it to me. And he says, nesatav lach, I already gave it to you. Potter, he's potter from a shvua, because the Torah is not mechayiv a shvua on a kofar akol. So amr Rav Nachman, on that Rav Nachman says, mashmin also shvua sasses, that he's still going to have to take a shvua sasses. So man de masniya resha, those who taught Rav Nachman's din of Shavuos Heses in relation to the ratio of the Mishnah about someone who was Kofar HaKol in their initial conversation, he was right away Kofar HaKol, and we have no raya that there was ever any halva'a, so kol shkein ha-seifa, so kal v'chomer, where we know that there was a halva'a, we're going to impose the Shavuos Heses on this guy. There's more of a reason to be mechayev Shavuos Heses when we know that there was a halva'a over here. Uman demasin la-seifa, and the one who taught Rav Nachman's chiddush about the Shavuos Heses on the seifa might say, yeah, hachu diga jar de mamona, on the seifa where we know that there was a halva'a, so we know that there was a monetary deal between these two fellows, that's where we're going to impose the Shavuos Hases. Aval Hasam, but in the case of the Reisha, where the whole story may have never happened, there's no Raglayim Ledavar, there's no indication whatsoever that the Toveya has any reasonable claim, that there was ever any indication that there was a monetary deal between these two parties. So lo, we're not going to impose the Shavuos Hases on the Nitva. So period, that's the end of that discussion. So it says Gemara, okay, once you're telling me that there's such a thing called a Shavuos Hases, a Shavuot Rabbanan, well, my Ika ben Shavuot D'Oraisa and Shavuot Rabbanan. What is the difference between a Shavuot D'Oraisa, like a Moda B'Miktsas, and a Shavuot Rabbanan, like a Shavuos Hases, where the Chamor Mesakin by a Kofar HaKol? So it says Gemara, first Nafkamina, Ika ben Ayu, Mefach Shavuot. When the Nitva does not want to take the Shavuot that we're imposing on him, and he wants the Toveya to take the Shavuot. He says, I'm not going to take a Shavuot to be Potter. How about you take a Shavuot and then I'll pay you if you take the Shavuot. So b'da'oraisa lo mavchin in Shavuot. On a da'oraisa, we're not mahapich the Shavuot on the Toveya. The Nitva is the one that has to take the Shavuot in order to be Potter. And if he refuses to take the Shavuot that the Torah imposes on him, then he's going to have to pay the money. But b'drabanan mavchinan. But on a Shavuot drabanan, the Nitva can flip it around onto the Toveya. And then the Toveya is going to have to take a Shavuot in order to get paid, and if he does not take the Shavuot, then he's not going to get paid. The Nitva is not going to have to pay the money. So that is the difference between Shavuot D'Oraisa and Shavuot D'Rabban. Ask the Gemara, Ulamar Baravashi, Domer D'Oraisa, B'Doraisa, Nami Mavchin and Shavuot. According to Mar Baravashi, who holds that even on the D'Oraisa, the Nitva could be Mahapich Shavuot on the Toveya, and the Toveya will be Nishba V'Notel. In Tosos, he quotes, in the name of the Kuntros, the Halacha is like Mar Baravashi, that you can be Mahapich HaShavuah on a Daraisin, and brings a raya from the Gemara that someone's Motzi Shtar Chov al Chavero, when the Lova Tainas, he Shavali Shalo Paraticha, the Malvis Chayiv to take a Shavuah in order to get paid. And that's the way several Rishonim understand as well. But anyway, so if you assume like Mar Baravashi, that even on a Doraisa, Mavchin and Shavuah, well then where's your difference? My Ika Bein Doraisa L'Drabanan, then what's the difference between a Shavuah Doraisa and a Shavuah Drabanan? So says Gemara, second possibility, Ika Bein Ayu, Mechas L'Nichsei, B'Doraisa Nachtinan L'Nichsei, B'Drabanan Lo Nachtinan L'Nichsei. Are you allowed to be Yoreid to the Nichsei HaNitva when he refuses to take a Shavuah or to pay? So if the Nitva refuses to take a Shavuah Doraisa and he doesn't want to pay, so Bezin goes to his nechassim in order to collect. We forcefully take stuff from him to pay up what he owes. But on the drabanan, we're not yoreid l'nechassim. We don't go to his nechassim. Rabbi Yossi damer b'drabanan na'ami machtin l'nechsei. Aye, but what if you hold like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that even on the drabanan we would be yoreid l'nechassim? So then what are you going to say? What's going to be the difference between the daraisa and the drabanan? Where do we find that Rabbi Yossi holds that we're yoreid l'nechassim even on the drabanan? Ditnan, because we have a Mishnah Maseches Gittin. Metzias Cherishot V'Katan. If a Cherishot or a Katan finds a Metzia, even though they don't have any Das to make a Kinyan in Mikra Adin, the item is still Hefker. A Katan can make a Kinyan when there's a Das Acheres Makne, when someone else is being Makne to the Katan. But he finds a Metzia where the entire Kinyan is dependent on him doing the Kinyan. That's not a valid Kinyan. So he picks up that Metzia for all intents and purposes on a Daraisa level. The item that he's holding in his hand, there has been no kinyan that's been made on it, and if an adult walks by, he can grab it out of his hand. It is not stealing; it's still hefker. So yesh bem gezel mimnei darkei shalom. But Chazal saw that that's not a good idea. That if we allow an adult to take it out of the kid's hands, it's not going to be darkei shalom. Kid's father's going to get all upset. There's going to be a whole fight about it. So it's gezel mimnei darkei shalom. You're not allowed to steal it because of darkei shalom. Rabbi Yossi Omer gezel gamur. Rabbi Yossi says it's real gezel. And Rav Chista says, when we say Gezel Gomer, he doesn't mean Gezel Gomer mi Doraisa, he means Gezel Gomer mi Drabanan. Well, what do you mean? L'may nafkamina. If the Tanakama had said that it's Gezel mi Drabanan, and Rabbi Yossi saying it's Gezel mi Drabanan, so what's the difference between them? They're both saying it's Gezel mi Drabanan. Just the Tanakama used the words Mipnei Darkei Shalom, and Rabbi Yossi used the words Gomer, Gezel Gomer mi Divrayim. It It's the same thing. So says Gemara, the difference between them is Lotzio B'dayanim, that according to the Rabbanan, that it's only Gezel M'nei Darkei Shalom, that's a Din L'Chadchila, that act in a way of Darkei Shalom, and therefore do not take this Mitzio away from the Cheirishot of a Katan. But if it was already taken away, you already did it, so okay, I'm not such a peaceful guy, but what I took is mine. Beis Din is not going to take it back from you. But according to Rabbi Yossi, Beis Din will take it back from you, because it's Gezel Gamur Midivrehem. So apparently, a person who's holding money that the Chamra Misakein shouldn't be yours, they will be Yorid the Nuchasav. They will come and confiscate it from you. So the same should be true over here. A person who refuses to take a Shvuah that the Chamor Mechayev him is considered a Gazlon Midrabanan, and Beis Din is Yorid the Nuchasav in order to get the money back. So therefore, Ma'ika Ben Darais of Drabanan. So according to Rabbi Yossi, what is the difference between a Shvuah Darais and a Shvuah Drabanan? It can't be about Mechas L'Nichse, because even on a Drabanan, we are Mechas L'Nichse. So Ika Ben Ayu says, Gemara, the third possible difference between Shvuah Darais and Shvuah Drabanan, Shekenegdo Chashud Al HaShvuah. What if the Nitva is Chashud Al HaShvuah? He's not trusted to take a Shvuah, so Beis Din cannot be Mashpia him when we know that he would likely lie. So Bida Araisa, when it comes to a Chiv Shvuah Daraisa, Shekenegdo Chashud Al HaShvuah, Avchinu LeShvuah, Vissamwa Idach, the Chamar Misakin, that we flip the Shvuah around and we put it on the Toveya. So the Toveya now is holding all the cards. He could be Nishpa Venotel. He could take a Shvuah and get paid. But Bidrabanan, but when it comes to Shvuah's Hesis, Takantihi, the whole Shvuah to begin with was only a Takanas Chachamim. Vitakanta, the Takanta, Lo Avdinan. And the Cham don't make a Takana, an additional Takana, on that which is already a Takana. So they were not Misakin that the Toveya is going to be Nishpa Venotel on a Shvuah that the whole Shvuah is only Takana Midrabanan. So if the Nitva is unable to take the Shvuah because he's Chashar al Shvuah, so then he's going to be Potter without having to take Shvuah. I mean, the Cham would just more likely just lift their Dindrabanan rather than build another Dindrabanan on their already existing Dindrabanan. The Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Smag that the Gemara said previously that by Shvuah Drabanan you could be Hofich the Shvuah on the Toveya. That's not a Takanta the Takanta, because that's Baratzon Hanishpa, meaning that Takanta the Takanta is two Takanos against the Nitva. That's when we would say Takanta the Takanta. So the Gemara explains the din of the Shita of the Chachamim when someone refuses to take a Shvuah. When it's a Shvuah Drabanan, Ul Rabbanan depligele Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yossi about the Metzias Cherushot V'Katan, to Amru B'Drabanan Lo Nachtin L'Nichsei. They say that by Gezel Drabanan, Beis Din is not Yorid L'Nichasav in order to take stuff away from you Bal Karcho, meaning they held that by Metzias Cherushot V'Katan, if someone already mugged the Katan and took the stuff from him, so that's his. They're not going to be Yorid L'Nichasav. So the same is going to be true when it comes to a Shvuah Drabanan, that Beis Din is not going to be Yorid L'Nechasav. So then, Mayav Dinan Lei, what do they do for someone who's Chayv Shvuah Midrabanan, that's holding onto the money and refusing to take a Shvuah? Meaning, the guy is Kofar HaKol, so we say, okay, take a Shvuah that you don't owe any money. No, I refuse to take a Shvuah. So we can't go and confiscate the money, so what do we do? So Mishamtina Lei, what we do is we put him in a Nidu, we put him in a Shamta, we put him in a form of Cherim. Some of the Ravina the Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, whoa, Nakte Bekufse Dinishkve Leglimehu. That's like you're holding him by the Beitim until he returns his begadim, meaning you're being menadim, and that's open ended forever. He's gonna be in Nidoy until he either takes a Shvuah or he pays. That is being kofa. That's a real kfiya. That's a you might as well be Yorid the Nechasav. But I thought you held that Beis Din doesn't have that kind of power. Meaning you hold that Beis Din cannot be Yorid the Nechasav, but they can have an open ended Nidoy. It's going to last the rest of his life, meaning a nidoy is a curse that the guy should die. So you have this curse on him that he should die until he resolves this issue. No, elamayav din lei. So what do we do in order to encourage him to take this shvuah, but that still falls short of machtina lenichsei, of absolutely forcing him? Samalei mishamtina lei admati zman nagde. We put him in a nidoy until the zman of the onish malchus of a person who's menudo, who doesn't do that which he's supposed to do, will come. There's a malchus that will lift the nidoy, which is 30 days from the beginning of the nidoy. The Gemara Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis says that someone that they're menada and they wait 30 days from coming to Beis Din to to be matter the nidoy. So Bezin is malkum also. So Bezin gives him malkus, and that ultimately lifts the nidoy. Vinagdinalei v'shafkinalei, and then they give him the malkus and they leave him alone. And then that meaning leave him alone, meaning they're matir that nidoy. So that's what we do that falls short of machtina l'nechsei, but it still at least gives a little bit more encouragement that hopefully he'll take the shvua. So the Gemara brings another din where the nitva can be matil shvua on the toveya. Amar Papa, Haiman da apik shtar al chavre. Amalda has a shtar chov on the loven. He says, you owe me money. Vamrle shtar peruah. The lova says, that shtar is peruah. I already paid it. So Amrina lei, we say to the lova, lav kol kiminach, you don't have the ne'emanus to say that the shtar is peruah. Zil shalem, go and pay the chov. V'yamamar l'shtavali, and if the lova says, let the malva swear that I haven't already paid the chov, Amrina lei shtavali, then we tell the malva, so swear. You want to get paid? Swear, and then the lover will have to pay you. So ask Gemara, Amrli Ravach, Breid Rava L'Ravashi, Uma Bein Zeh, L'Pogei Meshtaro. Why is this din, where the Malva, Tainas, that he hasn't been paid, any different than a Malva who's Pogei Meshtaro, where he's Moda, that part of the Chov has already been paid, where we're going to see in the Mishnah, Daf Mem Hei, that he has to swear about the rest of the Chov that it hasn't been paid, meaning by a regular Halva'a, the Malva should also have to swear that the chov has not already been paid. So why does the Mishnah have to be mechadesh that when he's pogei mishtar, the malva has to swear? Every elva we're saying right now, the malva has to swear if the lova asks for that. So amalei, the difference between them is has malva gav delotoy nihu, that in the case of pogei mishtaro, the lova doesn't have to request it. The lova doesn't have to ask for it, even if the lova does not say. Is not toveya that the malva should take a shvua. He just says, I paid up the whole chov. Tanin le'anan. We, based in, are going to impose a shvua on the malva. But hacha, but by a regular halva'a, where the malva is not pogim the shtar, and the lova just says, I paid the whole thing up. Amrin le, we say to the lova, zil shalem le. Sorry, you lose, you got to pay. But he toin v'amr shtavali, if he has the presence of mind or the knowledge to know that he has the right to say, I want him to swear in order to get paid, then Amrina Le Zil Ishtavale. Then we're going to, only then are we going to tell the Malva, look, you got to swear. V'yitzor merabanenhu, and if the Malva is a Talmud Chacham, then even if the love is Toveya, that he should have to swear, lo mashbi'inanle. We are not mashbi'a the Talmud Chacham, because it looks like we're choshed him that he was Toveya falsely, and therefore we don't want to do that to a Talmud Chacham, so he's going to be able to collect without taking the Shavua. So says Gemara Amle Ravim Le Ravashi, when you're a tzomer rabban, you just get to steal people's money. Meaning, what kind of religion is this? That he's that really he should have to take a shavua in order to get paid. But because we don't want to make it look like we're suspecting of a tzomer rabbanon, so then he gets to get paid no matter what. No, elo lo mizdakin le ledine. No, what it means is we're not mizdakik to his din. We're not mashpia him because it looks like we're being choshed him that he's being toveya something false. But we also can't collect the chov from the lova because the lova tainus that he already paid the chov. So the chamra masakein that the malva is not able to collect. Meaning we're just going to beg off of this case, which means that the lova keeps the money, that the lova is not going to have to pay anything back. So the talmud chacham is not going to come out on top. Okay, now the Mishnah had said manali biyadcha. That someone makes a claim of money li biyadcha, the other person responds, yes, you're right, I owe you $100. The next day he comes back, he says, okay, so pay me $100, you admitted yesterday. And the next day he says, oh, I already paid it back to you, so he's pater. But if he says, ein lecha biyadi, not that I already paid it back, but that it lahadam, that it never happened, then he's going to be chayiv. If he says, money li biyadcha, and he says, hein, and he says, okay, now that you admitted you owe me the money, do not pay it back unless there are edim there that witness you paying it back. And then the next day he comes back, he says, okay, I'd like to collect my money now, and he says, I already gave it to you, he's chayiv, because you have to give it in front of Edom. Once he imposed that Tanai, that you have to give it in front of Edom, you actually have to give it in front of Edom. So the Gemara brings a machlokas amorayim about this. Amar Avidom Ravasi, hamalva is chaveru be'edim, tzorech leparo be'edim. If the loan happens with Edom, the payment of the loan has to happen with Edom as well. And therefore, if you're not able to produce Edom, that you've already paid it back, you are not neman to say parati. You're going to have to pay it back. Kiamrisa Kameh de Shmuel, when I said this statement of Ravasi to Shmuel, Amar Li, he says that, yeah, you have to be Parea Be'edim, but even if the Edim are not here, Yachal Amar Lo, Praticha B'fnei Ploni, Ploni Velchalam Adim Nesayam. You don't need to actually produce the Edim, you just need to claim that you paid it with Edim. So you could say, ah, I paid it with Edim, here's their names, and they happen to not be around. They're B'medina Sayam. So the Gemara asks on Ravasi from our Mishnah, Tana, and it says in our Mishnah, money libi yachav amar lo hein, that you owe me $100, and the guy says, yep, you're right, I owe you $100. The machar amar lo, then the next day he says, Tanayuli, give it to me, and he says, Satav loch, I already gave it to you, Potter, he's going to be Potter. Vahacha kivin de tave be edim, but over here, since he was Toveya in front of Edim, and the lover was a Moda in front of Edim, kiman de osve be edim dummy, isn't that considered the same as if the loan happened in front of Edim? Because a hoda'a of the loan happened in front of Edim. Meaning the reason that Malva Be'edim has to be Porea Be'edim, the Ran explains, is because when the Lova sees that the Malva is not relying on him, that he feels that there's a need for Edim, so he's not going to rely on the Malva either, and he's going to be Choshesh that if I pay him back, he's going to deny that I ever paid him back. And even though the Lova can say Parati, but since it's Efshar to be Mevarer, that there was a Halva Al Yidei Edim, so Mele the Lova himself doesn't want to pay unless there are going to be Edim. So same should be true over here. When the Malva is Toveya in front of Edim, and he was Moda in front of them, since he could be Mevar the Halva'a through those Edim, the Lova is going to say, okay, I'm not going to want to pay this guy back unless there are Edim. So isn't it the same thing when the loan is in front of Edim, or the admission to the loan was in front of Edim? V'katani Pater. And nevertheless, it says in the Mishnah that even though he's not able to produce Edim, that he paid it back, he's going to be Pater. So Tiyufta de Ravasi, isn't that a Tiyufta de Ravasi who holds that if you were Malvel Eschaver Be'edim, Tzarech Leparo Be'edim, and if you don't bring Edim, then you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to pay again if you cannot produce Edim that you've already paid it. So the Gemara says, now this would not be a Tiyufta on Shmuel, right? Because he explains the Mishnah that Pater's when he says Nesatav Lach, as Nesatav Lach B'fnei Ploni, Ploni V'holcholem M'dina Siyam, right? So Nesatav Lach might mean, yeah, I paid you, and it was with Edim, and they went to Medina Sayam. And that's, so I can't produce the Edim. And according to Shmuel, that's good enough when your Malva is Chavir Be'edim. But on Ravasi, it's a Kasha. So Amalach Ravasi would respond, Anoki Amri, that which I said, that someone who lends money that with Edim, that you have to pay back with Edim, and without it, you're not Neman to say that you already paid it back. Hechad Me'ikara Osvei Be'edim. That's only when the initial loan happened with Edim. Delola Didei Himne, because he's showing that he doesn't trust him, and it's as if he made it tonight that when you pay me back, it's got to be with Edim. But Hacha over here, the din of the Mishnah, where the initial loan happened without Edim, Hahimne, he already demonstrated a certain level of trust in this relationship, because he didn't demonstrate that he wants the payback to be with Edim, and therefore the love is going to be Neman to say Parati in such a case. So the Gemara brings another version of this machlokas between Rav Asi and Shmuel. Again, first version was that Ravasi says that if your mother's chaver be'edim, you need to produce the edim that you paid it back. Not only pay it back with edim, but short of bringing those edim to Beis Din, you're still going to have to pay. Where Shmuel says, no, you just need to claim that you paid it back with edim. Those edim could be b'medina sayam, and that's good too. So Rav Yosef Masnihachi, Rav Yosef taught the machlokas as follows. That Amar Rav Yudom Ravasi, Hamalas Chaver Be'edim, Eino Tzarech Leparu Be'edim. That if someone lends money with Edim, you do not need to pay back with Edim. The Lova is Neman to say that he already paid back. V'im Amar, but if the Malva says to the Lova, Al Tifra'eni Ela Be'edim, that I insist that you only pay me back with Edim, then Tzarech Leparu Be'edim. Then you have to actually do that, and you are not going to be Neman to say that you paid back unless you pay back with Edim. So Kiamrisa Kameh de Shmuel, and when I said that into Shmuel Amar Lee, he said that even if the Malva says to the Lova, you must pay me back with Edim, Yachal Omer Lo, Pratich B'fnei Ploni Ploni, V'alchalam M'dina Siyam. That even in that case, he can claim that I did pay you back with Edim, and the Edim are not here. The Edim went, L'Medina Siyam. There is a machlokas we've shown him within the sheet of Ravasi. Is he Neman to say that he paid in front of Edim and they died or they went L'Medina Siyam? The Rashba writes that according to Ravasi, no, he's got to bring a raya that he gave it in front front of Edim. However, the Ran writes that it could be that Rav Asi is moded to Shmuel, that if you say Pratich b'fnei ploni ploni v'alchul medina siyam, that you're Ne'eman. But if you say I paid back without Edim, then you're not Ne'eman. So the Rimigash sounds that way. The Rif Paskins, that you're not Ne'eman to say Pratich b'fnei ploni ploni, because he holds like Rav Asi, and he thinks that Rav Asi would say you're not Ne'eman. That's the Pashtus, that is a major machlokas. So according to this Lashon, the Kasha from our Mishnah is as follows, that Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Manali Biyadcha, that you owe, the Toveah says to the Nitva, you owe me $100, Amar Lo Hein, and he admits that he owes the money. Amar Lo, then the Malva says, Al Titnei Li Ela Bifnei Edim, you have to only pay it back in front of Edim. Lamach, Amar Lo, then the next day, the Malva says to the Lova, Tanei Li, knew the money that you admitted yesterday that you owe me, can you give it to me? And he says, Nasatav Lach, I already gave it to you. So Chayiv, the Lova has to pay, because you have to pay it with Edim. So Tiyufta de Shmuel, isn't that a Kasha and Shmuel? Because Shmuel holds that even if you make a Beferisha tonight, that it has to be paid back with Edim. The Lova could say, I did, I paid it back with Edim, and the Edim just happened to not be here. So Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel would say from the Mishnah, you're right, it's a Mulchach against me. But that's not a Kasha on me, Tanaihi. It's a Machlokas Tanaim. And the Gemara says, and who's the Tana that disagrees with our Mishnah? Titania, we have a Braisa where we disagree with our Mishnah. Amalva says to the Lova, Be'edim ulvisicha, Be'edim paradi, that I lent you the money with Edim, and therefore I want to get paid back with Edim. And then the Lova says, I already paid it back. So he's not Naaman with that Taina. O yitain, o yavi raya shenasan. Either pay it now or bring a raya that you've already paid it. But without a raya, you can't say parati. Rabbi Yehuda Maseiro Amar Yachal Amar La Paratich B'fnei Ploni Ploni V'alchul Amar Medina Siyam. That you can, the Lova can claim, I paid it, and here's the names of the Edim I paid it in front of, and they happen to not be available. They went to Medina Siyam. So the Gemara assumes that Be'edim of Vesich Be'edim Parati was said at the time of the Halva'a, that he made the Tanai initially, that it's got to be paid back with Edim. And still Rabbi Yehuda holds that the guy is able to say Parua. So you see that there's a Tana that holds that even if you say Al Tifreini Ela Be'edim, the Lova could say Parati Bifnei Edim, it is Parua, I paid it in front of Edim, and the Edim just happened to be Medina Siyam, they're not here anymore. So says Gemara, Parich Rav Acha. Rav Acha asks on Shmuel, some have the Girsa, the Rimigash's Girsa Rav Achai, tells us in the beginning of Masechus Ksubos, rejects that which Rashbam says, that when it says Rav Achai in the Gemara, that's really Rav Achai Gon, the one that made the She'iltos, and he lived at the very end of the days of the Amorayim, and therefore in all of Shas, it's always an unusual way that we introduce this Rav Acha, because it's really Rav Achai. Parich Rav Achai, Pashit Rav Achai. You don't have like Parich Rav Yehuda, Pashit Rav Yehuda. You don't have that by other Amoraim, and that's a way of indicating that it was Rav Achai Gon. So it also is not true that there's an Amora Rav Achai. It's not the Rav Achai Gon. There are places in Shas where certainly the Divrei HaGaonim are in the Gemara, that it's crept its way into the Gemara at the beginning of Gittin. In other places, there are where Rishonim point out that this is not from the Gemara, this is from the Gaonim, and somehow it made its way into Shas. But Tosus and Ksuba says, not every time it says Rav Acha, is it Rav Achai Gon. So Rav Acha asks, how do I know that the Bryce is talking about that he made a Tanai at the time of the actual loan, and that's the Machlokas Tanai, whether he's believed to say he paid it? Maybe the Bryce is talking about where he said it at the time of the Tviya, that when the Malva was Tavea the Chov in Beis Din, and the Lova says, Praticha, Vachi Kamerle, and what the Malva is saying is, Lav Be'edim Elvisicha, didn't I lend you the money with Edim, and therefore Be'edim Hayilcha Liporeni, even though I never made such a Tanai Beferish at the time of the Alva'a, but since there were Edim at the Alva'a, you should have to bring Edim that you paid it back. So since he didn't make that Tanai at the time of the Alva'a, it could be that's where Rabbi Yehuda Maseira argues and holds that you don't have to pay it back with Edim. Avol Bishas Alva'a, but if the Malva made such a Tanai at the time of the Alva'a, that you must pay this back with Edim, Tivra Kol Chayiv, it could be that everyone, all the Tanai Shemaim are going to agree that he's chayiv because he has to pay back in front of Edim. So there's no raya from this brisa that there's any Tana that holds like Shmuel, that even if you made a Tanai beferish that it should be paid back with Edim, that you're going to be believed to say, yeah, I did that, and they're not here. They're at Medina Siam. We can't necessarily find a Tana that's Mukhrach that argues in our Mishnah and holds that way. Amar of Papi Mishmei Derava Hilchasa, bottom line Halacha, Hamalvis Chaver Beidim Sarach Leparo Be'edim, Rav Papa Mishmei Derava Amar, Hamalvis Chaver Beidim Ein Sarach Leparo Be'edim, V'yamamar Al Tefreini Ela Be'edim Sarach Leparo Be'edim. But if the Malva said Beferish that you can only pay me back with Edim, then you do have to pay back with Edim. V'yamamar Lo Paraticha B'fnei Ploni Ploni V'alchon Medina Siam Neman. And like Shmuel, if he says, look, I did pay back with Edim, and they are at Medina Siam, they left, then he's Neman. Okay, so now the Gemara brings a number of stories with regard to someone saying that something is parua. So we have a simon for all these stories. Simon Ruven Veshimon Detanu Hilchsa Yasvi Upara Ploni Ploni Aftsi Satri Behemnusa Sab Kebetre. So story number one. Ahud Amrle Lechavre. A guy says to someone else that borrowed money, kiparatin, when you pay me back the chov that I'm lending you money, apparently ba'ape Reuven v'Shimon. I would like you to pay it back in front of Reuven v'Shimon. He doesn't just say in front of Edim, he identifies the Edim. He says in front of this guy and that guy. So azul pari ba'ape trei me'alma. The lover goes and he pays in front of other Edim. And these Edim come and testify. We saw that the money was paid back. As far as Beis Din knows, these Edim are reliable people. They're ne'manim. So amar abaye ba'ape betrei amar le ba'ape betrei pare. The malva said to pay in front of two Edim, and he talked did that. He paid in front of two Edim. The Malva mentioned Reuven and Shimon. That's Lav Dafka. He meant anybody. He just, he just mentioned Reuven and Shimon. So Rava. So Rava says to Abai, Lachi Karmelei Bapi Reuven and Shimon. Why do you think he mentioned names of Edim and he didn't just say Stam to pay in front of Shnei Edim? In order that he shouldn't be Docha to different Edim. Meaning he's saying, these are the guys that I trust. And therefore, well, you got to pay me back in front of these two people that I trust. Short of that, I'm not going to trust it. And I claim that any Edom that you're going to bring, you aren't Reuven and Shimon, are a bunch of liars. So story number two. A guy says to his friend who borrowed money from him, when you pay me back, I want you to pay me back in front of two Talmidei Chachamim. So he adds this extra tonight, not in front of just Kasher Edom, in front of two Talmidei Chachamim. Azal pare ben delay delay. The lover went and he paid the malva, without Edim. It nisu hanuchzuzi. The money was lost from the malva, but ones. Something happened. So asal kamei to Rav Nachman. The malva came to Rav Nachman for a din Torah. Amrle. The malva said to Rav Nachman, in kabuli kabaltinu minei. I know I got paid back, but it was without Edim. And therefore it was derech pikadon, that when he gave me the money back, he was giving it to me as a pikadon to watch over until he can really pay it back. Va'amina. So I said to myself that since there weren't two Talmidei Chachamim that were serving as Edim, lavi gabaye pikadon, let the money be pikadon that I'm holding on to, ad misrum betrayed to Tanu Hilchsa, until we find two Edim or a Talmidei Chachamim mekayim tanai, and then the love will be able to be mekayim the tanai, that he'll say that he paid back in front of those Edim. So it would turn out that in between, all I am is a shomer chinam on the money, meaning it's not that I've been paid back this money, I'm a shomer chinam until we find two Talmidei Chachamim who are going to be the Edim as a shomer chinam. I'm pater anona, so he should have to pay me back. So Amalei Rav Nachman said to the Malva, "Kimitka modus tavadi shekaltinu minei. Your moda, he gave you the money back. So that's obviously a piron, and it's not a pikadon. Piron na al yahavi. That's an actual piron. That's a payment of the chov. That which you wanted to take it as a pikadon, that's worthless. That's dvarm shebelev. You're telling me what you were thinking at the time that you took the money back. That doesn't mean anything. I amrit l'kima tonight. And if you want to be tovea from the lova that he should be mekayim the tonight, and you should pay you back in front of two Talmidei Chachamim, zil asinu, go find the money right now, and he'll give it to you. Because Rav Sheshes and I are really big Talmidei Chachamim. So if you can find the money, you can give it in front of us, in front of these great Talmidei Chachamim. Third story, a guy said to someone else, give me $100 that I lent you. Amalei, he said, la adam, I never borrowed anything from you. So azal, aiti sadi dosve pare. So then the Malva brought Edim that he lent him the money, but those same Edim said, yeah, yeah, but he had already paid it back. So Rabbi, my Novid, Inu Amri Osfei, Inu Amri Pare. So Rabbi says, what should we do? Those very Edim that say that he lent him the money say that it was already paid back and that he's Pater. Rava Amar, Kala Omer Lelevisi, Komer Leparati Dami. That any time a person says, I didn't borrow the money, it's his way of being Moda that he didn't pay back the money. And when the Edim come and testify that he did borrow the money, so we accept that Edus, but the Edus that it was already paid back, we do not accept, because you have a Hodas Baldin to the contrary, and Hodas Baldin is Kameya Edim Dami. So you have 100 Edim saying that it was not, that the money was not yet paid back. Let's try for one more quick story. Give me $100 that you owe me. So he says, didn't I pay you back in front of two Edim? They said, never happened. So Rav Sheshes Lememer, Huchsa Kafran, Rav Sheshes wanted to say, so he's a Huchsa Kafran that he paid in front of these Edim, and he's not Neman that he paid at all. Anything that a person doesn't have to remember, he's not going to pay attention to remember. So since the Lova was Neman to Taina that it was paid back even without Edim, because there's never a Tanai that he has to pay back with Edim, so it could be that he made a mistake and he thought he paid it back in front of Edim, in front of these Edim, but it was really in front of other Edim, and we do believe him that the money was paid back. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with story number 5.